The threat of violence is now too close to home. Days of fighting have left many Sudanese desperate and afraid. Thousands of people are leaving Khartoum.
We were told to get out, anyone who is able to leave, but we can't just sit around. We need to make a living.
The army and paramilitary rapid support forces blame one another for breaking several ceasefires in recent days. The streets of the capital are seeing the effects of conflict.
A lot of reports and pictures from people. Also, there is a lot of dead bodies in the street. Some of them that are military and some of them are civilians. Some of them got recognized by the people who are they were from the neighborhood, but some of them were not.
During the lull in gunfire, some people venture out to stock up on food and water, but supplies are limited. And the United Nations warns a humanitarian catastrophe is looming. Many of the country's best hospitals are in Khartoum, where the most intense battles are taking place.
There are a few hospitals treating the injured, and the number of doctors is limited. There's a lot of overcrowding. That's even though a lot of wounded can't make it to the hospitals because of the fighting.
For some, leaving isn't an option, at least not yet.
It's all surreal. You see children watching cartoons at home against a backdrop of airstrikes. I was walking outside with a friend who's hosting me, and we heard the sound of an attack. I asked her if indeed it was an airstrike, and she said calmly, yes. It feels strange that people are growing used to this type of situation.
After years of political instability, coups and fighting, Sudan was on the verge of transitioning to a civilian-led government. Those plans are now on hold again. Despite going through several civil wars since its independence, the capital had remained stable and far from the scenes of fighting and its residents forced to flee. But it's now where sounds of heavy artillery fire and explosions can be heard throughout the day and where it's becoming harder for people to get water, food, and other basic necessities. And as thousands of people leave their homes in search of safety, there are fears that the violence could spread beyond Sudan's borders. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.